Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 4, question 9. Does not God then do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform? No, for God so made man that he could perform it. But man, through the instigation of the devil, by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his posterity of those divine gifts. Question 10. Will God suffer such disobedience and apostasy to go unpunished? By no means, but he is terribly displeased with our inborn as well as our actual sins, and will punish them in just judgment in time and eternity, as he has declared. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. And then finally, question 11. Is then God not also merciful? God is indeed merciful, but he is likewise just. His justice therefore requires that sin which is committed against the Most High Majesty of God be also punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. Obviously, this particular Lord's Day in the Heidelberg Catechism contains a lot of important teaching about the creation of man, about his fall into sin, also about God's relationship to sin, and indeed about the attributes of God. And so in looking for harmonies to the Heidelberg Catechism and other confessional statements, there's something of an embarrassment of riches. However, for the sake of brevity, let's just focus on that one phrase, but man, through the instigation of the devil, by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his posterity of those divine gifts. Why did human beings fall into sin? Well, it is certainly not the case that we can shift blame to somebody else. Neither Adam nor Eve were allowed to get away with saying, the devil made me do it. And we are not allowed to get away with that either. But it is nonetheless true that human beings fell at the instigation, at the solicitation, under the temptation and pressure applied by the devil with his deceitful words, with his words that went against the word of God. Our harmonistic statement from another confession comes today from the Middle Ages, the Fourth Lateran Council in the year 1215, which produced a number of constitutions, and the very first one was a summary of doctrine. Some of the summary is very good, some of the summary is very bad, but one part of the summary that they did get right was when they said, man, however, in contrast to the angels who fell, man, however, sinned at the prompting of the devil. What was the origin of human sin? Well, you can't let humans off the hook, but you also can't exclude from view the reality that Adam and Eve were tempted by the devil as well. That reality continues until today. We are in spiritual warfare. And when Paul describes the armor of God, he adds as a sort of an appendix at the end that we need to take up all prayer. Prayer is a part of our spiritual warfare.